Let me pray. Father God, we pray now that you would open our hearts and our minds and help us to hear you. In Jesus' name. Amen. It was once said that we are such insignificant creatures on a minor planet of a very average star in an outer suburb of a 100,000 million galaxies. So it's difficult to believe in a God who would care about us or even notice our existence. Those are the well-known words of Stephen Hawking, whose imagination around God said that he, if he did exist, was a remote passive observer of our world. The good news is that actually today's passage says that's just not true. Because today's passage is about Emmanuel, God with us. The Christmas story is very well known. It's in summary, a virgin gets pregnant, an angel appears to her husband. It claims to be that God produced the conception through the Holy Spirit. It's a familiar story. And actually, it's also incredible and almost unbelievable. In fact, it led one infamous bishop to say, "I have that much doubt whether God could arrange a virgin birth." However, you can understand why. Because it's a preposterous story. Unless it's true. It's either ridiculous or it's true. And the fact is that if it's true, it has something very significant for us today. What I'm getting at is that a woman giving birth supernaturally is preposterous. As long as you have a worldview which doesn't include God. But if the story we've described is true, then there is a God who is an all-powerful creator, who is intimately interested in what happens. And then the supernatural birth of Jesus is not only possible, it's the best news that we could ever imagine. That's the good news of what God has done for us. God created the world and it was good. We sinned and this world became a broken place that we cannot fix by ourselves. But now, in the birth of Jesus, God has taken decisive and dramatic action. God has taken a supernatural action to deal with what is wrong with this world. He did this by coming amongst us in person. It said in the passage, this all took place to fulfill what the Lord had said that was spoken by the prophets. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is amazing. One of the names given to Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. What the Bible is saying is stunning. So when Jesus was born, it was nothing more or less than God coming right here where we are in person. Not being remote, but coming into the mess of the world that we have created. He moved into it. He didn't condemn it. He didn't destroy it. He didn't write it off. He came to fix it. That's what is meant by the word incarnation. It means God moves in. He comes in our flesh. He comes into our humanity. He comes into our vulnerability. He comes into our history. He comes into our reality, whether we like it or not. There's a story about four climbers, two Italian and two German, who are climbing the north face of the Swiss Alps. German climbers disappeared and they were never heard of again. The Italian climbers were exhausted and dying and stuck on a narrow ledge 1,000 feet below the summit. The Swiss Alpine Club forbade any attempt of rescue. They said it was too dangerous. But a small group of climbers decided they would launch a private rescue effort to save these Italians. They carefully lowered a climber down 6,000 feet of the North Face. They suspended him on a cable which was a fraction of an inch thick. And as they lowered him into the abyss, he described his descent in these words. As I was lowered down the summit, my comrades on the top grew further and further distant until they disappeared from sight. At the moment, I felt indescribably alone. Then for the first time, I peered into the abyss of the north face of the Eiger. The terror of the sight robbed me of breath. The brooding darkness of the face falling away from me in almost endless expanse, made me look with awful longing at the thin cable, disappearing around me in the mist. I was a tiny human being dangled in space between heaven and hell. The sole relief of my terror was my mission to save the climbers below. This is what at the heart of the story we're looking at today is about. We are trapped, but in the personal presence of Jesus, God has lowered himself into the abyss of our sin and suffering. In Jesus, God became a tiny human dangling between heaven and hell. He did it to save the trapped people below. You and me, even though we may not know we're trapped. Thus, the story we're looking at today is more radical than just another religion telling us how we can be good in our own power and effort. It tells us of a story of God's costly, risky, sacrifice mission on my behalf, on your behalf. That's the incredible news this Christmas. That God responded to the brokenness of this world by sending somebody into it. Jesus. The greatest privilege, the thing we're made for, is God's presence. We were created to spend time with God. However, our actions and our sin makes that impossible. There's nothing we can do to fix it. But God can do everything. And that's what he did the first Christmas. He sent Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, into our broken world for me and for you. Why did he do it? Because, as it said in the passage that was read, she, Mary, will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That's the important phrase. To save people from their sins. We've seen there's a lot wrong with the world. Just watch the television. Problems are endless. Sickness, war, poverty, environmental devastation, crime, relationship breakdown, death. Underneath all of these problems is the biggest problem. And that is us and our sin. Sin is the thing which actually causes us a gap between us and a holy God. We cannot close that gap. It's too wide. The damage is too severe. The only way for it to be bridged is for God to come down, Emmanuel, with us. And that's exactly what happened at the very first Christmas. The child in a manger will become the man on the cross, who would then be the saviour of the world. This Christmas, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to see what Christmas is all about. To see what it's really all about. And for it to change us forever. He came so that we can become his children. He left his palace so that we can be lifted out of poverty. He was torn so we could be mended. He was broken so we can be made whole. He died so we can live. The angel said, he will save their people from their sins. I wonder, would you put your name in that list of people that he saved for their sins? Do you know him as your Lord and Saviour? He came down for your sake. He entered your mess, your muck-ups, your screw-ups to rescue you and bring you new life. This Christmas, are you going to accept a present, a gift, Jesus, which, just like everything else we ever bought, is beyond comparison to anything else and will never rot or be destroyed. In fact, it'll be forever. Where do you stand this Christmas? And how do you relate to the child in the manger? Because he wants to be your saviour.